A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. It is KSL's unrivaled, Alex Keery. Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us. We're just jamming along here. Scott, as you were mentioning today, I was a little bit jealous. Was there a reason that I wasn't invited to the VIP tour, just not a VIP? I mean, I could take it. You know what I mean? I get it. I thought in the name of journalism, maybe it would be good if I would have got along with you and worn a hard hat and glad hand. Plus, I would have been able to give the listeners a straight shot, not some sort of a take from a former. Yeah, listen, come on. Leads the all-time record books in touchdowns and yardage. You think we're going to get a straight answer from you? I don't think so.
Apparently, there are suites that have a player's name attached to.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Now, so well, let me ask you this. Could I get into the Scott Mitchell suite? Could you get into the Scott Mitchell suite?
Probably
is the
not.
Real question. I was like, yeah. If it's a suite, I don't feel like anybody get it.
All right,
like,
if I'm being frank with you.
Yeah.
I showed up today, and I walked in the door, and I'm like, I should have seen if Alex could have come to this. I really did.
See?
I just love that kind of stuff.
I've been in the old locker rooms. I could have, and that's like the biggest takeaway I think that people have is they do this whole like, oh yeah, this is what the old locker rooms looked like, and that's the biggest difference of how cruddy the old ones were versus how amazing. That's probably the biggest difference. I mean, there's the suites and stuff like that, but then the part that the players actually get to have a piece of, which is really cool.
Is player it like, locker room is so
is
cool.
Is it like LSU where they've got like a gaming chair? Like
well,
in all their
this
lockers?
Is the game day locker room. This is a little different
than
the everyday.
Like the regular, yeah. So, okay. As we
actually,
go
it's
here,
a nicer locker room than the practice facility.
We're gonna take a look here, Scott, at one of our favorite things that's happening, of course, throughout the year. It is our look here at the weekend of the Masters, and so let's just do the cut right here. Appropriate, considering that people did not make the cut today at the Masters, and some did. So here we are. It's the 8:05 cut.
The cut at 8:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
All right, here's what we got. Scott, with the Masters going on, we're efforting to get our buddy Tom Hackett on the line here, of course, who is our golf expert at KSLSports.com. So, but going into the weekend here, you should be very excited, Utah fans, state of Utah fans, because Tony Finau is just a scant 3 strokes behind the leader. Justin Rose. And I look at this, I'm not one of those people that wants to necessarily see a repeat winner on something like this. However, if Jordan Spieth were to climb up there are always storylines, right? And these announcers, it's always amazing to me because you start to find the storylines, right? You start to look at the thing like today where you have a golfer using his 3-wood as the putter because he broke his putter because he was so mad on hole number 14, after missing a putt, or 15 after missing a putt. And then you have guys like Tony Finau who are always very close, but it just seems like, majors elude them. Or people who've made massive comebacks. You know, Jordan Spieth is one of those guys. As you look into this, Scott, as you look at the leaderboard, or Zalatoris, the guy who's in second place right now behind Justin Rose. He's at 6 under, Rose is at 7 under. As you look at those lists, this Zalatoris character was ranked in the 1500s 16 months ago.
They have ranked.
I didn't even think that. They said he was ranked 1500. Oh. And I go, what, they keep track of that many people? Because
after a point, it's just like, yeah, you're just not
ranked. There's no point. Like, I'm ranked 1500. You know, like it was me and him. And then he finds himself in the top 40 this year and in second place right now at the Masters. I just love these storylines. And then if somebody wins their second or their third, you know, if Bubba Watson were in the hunt, you know, you go, oh, man, he could get a third jacket. There's always an amazing story that goes along with these.
Here's what I like about the Masters. It's like a horse race. And it starts and all the horses are kind of jockeying for position most of the time. Every once in a while, you'll have someone that just takes off and, you know, like Tiger just took off, boom, and just and won running away. But then as they jockey for position the first couple of days and they start making their move, and then that down the stretch they come, which is the back nine on Sunday afternoon.
Then you see what they're really made of.
And you find – here's what's cool. So many people who have won the Masters are some of the biggest names in golf. And a lot of times they'll be the guys that are the first ones through. And so they kind of try to make their attempt at dethroning the guys who are – at the end leading the Masters.
Sure. Yeah.
And so there's just so much drama and back and forth as they go down that final stretch. And to see if the guys, because some guys just crumble. I mean, the pressure, the thought of winning the Masters.
We've seen it over the years, right?
They just melt down. But then these people just, and it's kind of that Cinderella underdog situation where someone just, they just hit the shots. You know, they hit some big shots because the course makes you have to do that, and if you hit them in the you hit the ball in the right spot, you're rewarded being able to putt the ball, and so that's kind of the key. Can you hit that spot at the Masters under all that pressure on the back nine? And if you can, you win.
Greens in regulation, we call those, Scott, and they're mighty important at Augusta National. So joining us right now in KSL's Unrivaled, he is Tom Hackett. He's our golf insider. He's our RSL insider. He is currently inside of his house, insider. Tom, thanks for being with us tonight. What do you look forward to going into the last couple of days of the Masters?
Oh, boy, Kerry, that is as loaded of a question as I have heard in some time. Well, I guess personally, obviously Tony Finau is the star of the show out here in Utah. So he's three shots back. He played as well as he has played in over a month. He was actually out of form entering the Masters. He'd missed the last two cuts coming into the tournament. He hadn't missed a cut prior to that since August of last year. So it's just and yesterday the conditions were tricky. He was the second last group to go. The greens were really, really firm. And today he was fortunate to go out early, and there was still moisture in the air, the greens were softer, and that was one of the reasons he was able to attack pins. But of course, he put together a great round. He's three off. He's tied for, I think it's sixth at the minute, and so he's going to be one of the later groups tomorrow, and that'll pose its own challenges. So I guess locally, Tony Finau is somebody to keep an eye on, and then there are a few other storylines. Will Zalatoris is playing in his first Masters. He doesn't even hold the PGA Tour membership. He's still technically on the Korn Ferry Tour.
That's funny.
He's in tied second, believe it or not, one off the pace. And then I don't know if you guys saw this, but Siwoo Kim, who's only a handful back, he three putted on the 14th green. In anger, he whacked his putter.
Yeah, we talked about it. This is what we do. Us normal people do when we're upset at golf.
Yes.
This guy did it. A pro did it and had to putt with the three wood the rest of the way. So obviously, like those kinds of images on television are what get us really going on tournaments like this. So I thought also one of the biggest things too is that Jordan Spieth has been way out. You know, like in the last couple of years, and even in the last year, just. Off of his form as well. But he called last week's win at the Valero in Texas, like he called it monumental. Now, there's a guy who's previously won the Masters before, but he called it monumental. And I think that he's kind of carrying that over. And there's also some like cachet you have when you've already won. you know exactly what it takes to win at Augusta, and he's got that plus the win from last week to boost that confidence as well.
Yeah, and he's only a few shots back, too. So, I mean, like, I don't know if we could have asked for more entering the weekend at Augusta National. It's a star-studded field, a lot of the really good. I mean, Dustin Johnson, last year's winner, missed the cut after bogeying two of the last three holes. So he's gone. And still, Justin Rose, he's at 7-under. That's where he started the day this morning. He ended there, so he shot even round. I mean, there are a lot of really good players atop the leaderboard. The course is playing really difficult, actually, when you compare it to other years. And so I'm just excited to learn more about Tony Finau, because there's so much pressure on his shoulders.
Can he win, Tom? Do you think he can win?
He can, but he hasn't proven that yet. So, I mean, his only win on tour was in 2016 at the Puerto Rico Open. His only win. And he's been ranked in the top 20 in the world for the majority of that time.
Right.
So the fact that he has only one win on tour is outrageous. He had back-to-back second-place finishes earlier this year, went to a playoff loss. He hasn't proven that he can close down the stretch. And if he plays a good round tomorrow, then my eyes are going to be glued on Finau come Sunday, because we'll learn more about him.
He's Tom Hackett. Of course, he covers RSL, and he's our golf insider for KSLSports.com. Is Hallowed Ground starting up this week, or is that coming up, or what?
It's Sunday, and I have to apologize to your producer, by the way. I lost track of time. I was FaceTiming mum and dad in Australia, and I kept getting this phone call I didn't have.
Don't blame it on mom and dad, okay?
No, it's all mom and dad's fault.
Grow up, be an adult.
Thanks as always.
All right, Tom Hackett, everybody. We're going to take the break. You can see him on Sunday. Hallowed Ground makes his return back to Sports Beat on Sunday nights. So we'll take the break here. We'll come back. When we return, our weekend, what are the odds? Stay right here with us on KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.